Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. Great things, wonderful things. As you follow God, as you take time and hear his word, he will bless you to understand it. First of all, being a Christian, believing on Jesus Christ as your Lord, as your Savior and your Lord is key. And receiving his words will help you grow from glory to glory in every way of life. You can't grow your life right with deception. You can't grow right properly with strife. You definitely can't grow with pride. And the lust of other things, the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh, these things can't be satisfied. They will pull you right back into the vacuum void of the world. But when you have a heart to love God, then you have a heart to love man. When you have a heart to love and care about people, you have also a heart to love God. Even if you don't believe on Jesus, hear me good. If you love people and you do things to help people, your heart loves God. That's God's way. If you don't have ears to hear, you can lose everything. A lot of people, most people on the world, that are on the earth, they have a kindness about them because they're made in God's image. The enemy is trying to seduce people out into outer darkness. He's trying to get people further and further away from things that pertain to life and godliness. And I can prove it. Jesus said that the harvest is white and ready to be picked. But the enemy has supplied interference to keep people from the knowledge of God. He interferes with people who love God to share their love and teach people God's word. And he speaks evil of the people of God that love God, so that people that are out there that are kind, that have a desire to be a blessing, he's trying to keep them separated from people who love God. So he slanders the people that love God. He slanders God himself, and he slanders Jesus as much as possible. He's trying to turn the world against Christ because they'll become so powerful that he can't handle them. See, the enemy operates in deception. He's not strong and he's not powerful. He uses your power against you. If he can get you on the wrong track and seduce you with something that you want, if he can seduce you with sin, any form of sin, if he can't get you with lust and greed, he'll try strife and anger and pride. If that won't work, he'll use slander to keep you separated from the knowledge of God. He's trying desperately. Satan is very desperate in doing this. He wants to take as many people to hell as possible. He wants people to be in the world system. And he's trying to make it difficult for people to believe. And he used fear tactics. So, Jesus said the harvest is white. Now watch this. All the movies, since they've been making movies in the 1800s or the early 1900s, whenever they started making film, every time, if you notice, the blockbuster movies are usually more geared toward family. It's not the explosions and action movies that make the blockbuster. It's the things that lead to life. When Mel Gibson made The Passion of the Christ, people thought it was going to flop. They thought he was going to lose all his investment. But The Passion of the Christ became one of the greatest movies ever as far as the people that watched it. People watched it over and over again. It was in the theaters for months, just like Star Wars. And Star Wars was a very eye-opening movie. You know, it helped people see the spiritual warfare that they're really in. I said, Lord, something's going on with this movie. It seems like you helped him write this. It reminded me of my warfare days, you know, when I was fighting. Because I'm still fighting Satan. And the Lord said, it's a parable. It's kind of like the story of David and Goliath. It's still a parable in its own way. And so those kind of movies are the blockbusters. Why? Because people have a yearning for what's right. But the enemy is he's publishing what's wrong. And he'll make a lie look bigger than the truth. You know, they say that homosexuals are 5% of the population. And he's trying to make it look big, like it's something fantastic. As deadly as it is, fornication is bad. It will kill you. It will destroy you. Homosexuality is bad. It will kill you. It's not good. It's not of God. Adultery is not of God. And you got all kind of, you got Christian people looking at pornography sometimes. But remember this. Jesus said, my people hear my voice and they follow me. Stranger, they won't follow. So the real people of God are going to do it God's way. The tares will do anything. And the wolves are the worst people on the earth. They're the people that know better, but they are reluctant to do what they know is right. They learn what's right and they rejected it. They are the wolves. They are the worst people on the whole planet. You can't get a person more dangerous than a person that knows better. They've seen the miracles. They've operated in the Holy under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and they turn to the world. They are the wolves. And Peter described them in 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. newlivingletters.com. What I'm about to say is very important, and I don't want you to miss it. So, you're going to want to hear this one again. It's on newlivingletters.com. That's the website. It's on the audio 4 page. Now, also, WJLD streams live, so if you have problems with radio perception, if you go to another city or out of town and you want to hear the broadcast, you can on WJLD's website. Now, and also you can always get it on newlivingletters.com. Now, what the Lord put on my heart to do is this. Remind people that what Jesus came and taught is so variedly different than how people portray him. And I'm going to read to you words from the real Jesus. This is what Jesus said as he taught the people. And I want to address three types of people. First, the crowd that came to hear him. You know, people that have that want to know. They followed, they went to deserts just to hear Jesus. And then I want to share with you how he addressed the wolves and tares. Now, the wolves are the leaders, the tares are the followers of the leaders. And then I want to show you his sheep. His disciples, what he has to say to his disciples. Now let's get started. In Matthew chapter 5, if you study chapter 4, you'll see Jesus withstanding the wiles of the enemy. Satan tempted him with three temptations and he passed every test. He won. Jesus won the battles of Satan before God used him to minister to the people. Now listen to what the real Jesus had to say. The ones that preachers dance around. See, there's a real Jesus, and then you got the false representation of Jesus. And they use part of his words, and just like the news, when they interview people, when they interview politicians or preachers or anybody, they twist their words around to make them say what they want. To make you mad, to help Satan slander people. That's why the news is not credible. You go to the news for information. I listen to what the people have to say, and then I pray about it. And then the Lord will guide me. That's the way you do. And it's not always popular. But I don't do things out of popularity. I do things that's right. Now let's listen to the real Jesus. He said, and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. People that love God, they'll be comforted. They cry out because of the sin and the dangers of this world. And the Lord's going to comfort them because they went to the Lord. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If your heart is not pure, you're not going to understand the Lord. I'm sorry. Well, how do I get my heart pure? Start studying the Word, and you'll have strength in your brand new heart if you believed on Jesus Christ. If you get saved and don't study the Word, the distractions in the world is trying to overtake the progress that you made. You got to fill your heart with God's Word. That's the only way you're going to get to know Him. You can't, if you don't read, and if you can't see good to read anymore, if you never learn to read, get the Bible on tape. Listen to ministry. Ask the Lord to teach you how to read. God is good. He will teach you how to read. I know two people that God taught how to read, and they read well, and they got better, great jobs because of it. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Why would people persecute a righteous person? Because Satan is trying to stop you. He don't want you to be righteous. He don't want you in fellowship with people that are righteous by God's standards. He don't care about false righteousness, works of religious darkness. He cares about, he don't want people to be strong. He wants you ignorant and weak. Ignorant and weak. He wants you to be a dummy. Don't be a dummy for him. Take some time out of your day and study the Word of God. Pray. And this is not labor, folks. This is a privilege. Think about it. What God inspired men to write for the last 5,000 years, you get to see the history of the world as it really was. You get to see God operate in people's lives. You get to see their plight and how God helped them. You need this. You need this. Everybody do. Your children need it. You need to be teaching your children these things. You need to be discussing these things with your family and your friends. People say don't talk about religion and politics. Talk about religion and politics. Talk about whatever you need to talk about. But keep God first. You don't have to be a religious coward. And your children, if you don't teach them, the devil will. He said, blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you. They will do this because Satan hates you and he stirs up men to not like you. He said, blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. For my name's sake. The same way Satan attacked Jesus, he'll attack his people. But guess what? Jesus gave you, my friend, power over Satan. You're just going to have to use it. He said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt is lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is for good for nothing, but shall be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. You're the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You are the light of the world. You are the example he gave. Now, when you study Matthew chapter 24, you'll see what he had to say to the hypocrites. Chapter 23. Now, again, the real Jesus. This is Matthew 23:1. Listen good. He said, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat, All therefore whatsoever they bid you to observe, observe and do. But do not ye after their works, for they say and do not. They bind heavy burdens on, and grievous to be borne, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But all their works they do to be seen of men. They have that pride and lust. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge borders of their garments. Phylacteries may not mean anything to you in this day, but they used to take scriptures and sew it into the garments at the hem of their clothes to make it seem like they really love God. But they were full of hypocrisy. It meant nothing to God because they didn't love God. Verse 6 says, and they loved the uppermost rooms at the feast and the chief seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace and to be called of men rabbi. Be ye not called rabbi in this fashion, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And that's how we need to observe and treat each other. God doesn't like that kind of hypocrisy. He has nothing to do with it. Now, false men of God love this kind of foolishness. But Jesus hated it. The real Jesus hated that foolishness. And I've seen people put themselves far above others, and God hates the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which are leaders that take power over the people and treat people like they're servants instead of their brothers and sisters. When I see any Christian, a child, an adult, a pastor, a preacher, I look them eye to eye. We're joint heirs in Christ. In other words, they're equal heirs in Christ. I'm equal to them. They're equal to me. God called me to be an apostle, but I'm not better than a pastor. I just got a different function. But some people say, well, yeah, apostles are first. They are first. But guess what? As a man, we're equal. If I don't do my job as an apostle, then I'm a hard-headed apostle. But if I do my job, I'll be rewarded. If I do it in love, which I do, which I love people. This is why I work to do what God gave me to do. But I'm not better than anybody. Even the person that was a sinner yesterday and got saved today, we are equal. And if he follows God, he'll be rewarded. If he helps me, he'll get the same reward I get. You got to get to know God for yourself. Listen to what Jesus taught. It's different than the way people present it. It's not right. But God loves everybody. And I love everybody. I treat people like they have the potential that God has given them. You can do whatever God give you to do. You need to learn about the things of God. You need to learn who he is for yourself. Daniel said the people that do know the Lord, they would be strong and do exploits. Now that means that you can get to know the Lord and you will be strong and do exploits. You'll be able to do his will in the midst of a world that's running the opposite way. Now, all these things are very important. He said, Jesus said in verse 10, neither shall ye be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. Christ is my Lord. He's my master. He tells me what to do. I do what he say do. And in case he give me something to do that I can be nervous about ahead of time, I say I will do all that's in his heart, so that when it's time for me to meet an appointment, I can meet that appointment in faith and not doubt. I love him. I'm not trying to get over. I'm trying to obey him. And I want to obey him. I hope I never fail him. And I know that I could fail him, but I don't want to. So for that reason, I say I will do all that's in my heart. I determine to do what he wants me to do. He put this message on my heart, the real Jesus. Verse 12 says, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. Go back to 10 again. Neither shall ye be called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. The greatest in God's kingdom are those who serve the most. But woe unto you, scribes, Well, wait a minute. Verse 11 again. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. Verse 12. And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased. And he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. This is the real Jesus talking, not the rendition of evil men. Verse 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, and ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in, that are entering to go in. These are the wolves that Jude wrote about. These are the wolves, the false prophets, that Peter wrote about in 2 Peter chapter 2. Watch what the real Jesus said. He in verse 14. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore, ye shall receive the greater damnation. That's why God made hell, to get rid of junk like this. Look, these people were not your friends. These scribes and Pharisees, they were hypocrites. A woman's husband died, and a widow woman. She's old. She can't work anymore. And these creeps, they devour the widow's houses. If she owe a little amount of money on the house, they want it all, and if they don't, they'll repossess it. Or swindle her out of it, saying she owes more money than she really does. And since she can't pay it, we'll have to take that house. Now the widow is homeless and old and can't work. This is the heart. This is the heart of the wolf. The wolves. A natural wolf is better than them. They'll eat their prey, but that's what they do. These will eat what don't belong to them. That's why they'll receive the greater damnation. Hell is going to be full of people who went this route and said they were Christians, or whatever they said they were. Real Christians follow Jesus. Real Jews get saved and they believe on Jesus. So the spiritual house of God. See, the kingdom of God is made up of people who love Him, not people who hate people and do people wrong. Not fornicators, not homosexuals, not adults. And these days, you have to spell it out, because the false Jesus says okay. But the real Jesus is just like what He said in the Word. And now you got people want to vote and change the Word of God around and make it like they want it, to deceive people. Satan's behind them and their works. You're going to have to trust Jesus. This is a serious thing. You're going to have to train your children in the way that they should go. You don't want to lose your children to the void of hell. You just don't. It's real. When people die, they don't just stop existing. You see a dead corpse in front of you that can't talk back, but that person's still living. Don't get it mixed up. Everybody that died, they are aware. And they're not soul sleeping. That's a lie. That's a doctrine of the devil. I can prove it. Paul said to be absent from the body, which is dead, is to be present with the Lord. Or to be absent from the body is to be present in hell. There's no such thing as soul sleeping. I heard a preacher preaching that this year. I said, I thought people quit teaching stupid stuff like that. That's foolishness. They got that at seminaries, and it's wrong. Now, I love the people. They do get people saved. They get them to believe on Jesus, but their doctrine is haywire. That's a misery right there. Why you going to go to sleep and wake up 1,000 years later and go to heaven? That don't make sense. You're made in God's image. You're going to be somewhere in all times. You're going to be aware. When you're dead, you don't even have to sleep anymore. You don't soul sleep. That's a lie. I just call it what it is. It's a lie. Some Satan started to attack the church. Take away your hope. Anyway, people are persuasive and people are able to be deceived. So it's time now for people to go forward. We'll pick up here in another broadcast, but right now, I want to share some things that the Lord has done. He's making things right among people that want to know. Now, If you don't hunger and thirst after righteousness, you're not going to learn the things of God. It won't make sense to you. You're going to have to trust the Lord for yourself. And you can't wait on anybody else to help you do it. You got to take God's word serious. And you have to live according to it. I don't want to follow the world's way and just use my salvation as an insurance policy. When I got saved, I wanted to be done with the world. I didn't want to ever sin again on purpose. I even regretted all the sins that I did do. I wish I didn't do the things that I set out to do, the things that I thought I got away with. I asked the Lord to forgive me, and I hate that I did God that way, because I didn't know Him. Now that I know Him, I'm not going to do things on purpose. And then I said, Lord, I don't ever want to fail You, not one time. I became determined about that. I read how Jesus wanted us to forgive. I forgave everybody that crossed me, did me wrong, caused me problems. And I meant it. I'm not just saying these things to sound good. I don't have to do that. I love people. And I love you. I want to see the blessings of God on your life. And I want to see God move in and throughout your life. It's your heritage. Jesus paid a high price so you could have these wonderful things. Now, because I set out to know the Lord taught me things that I needed to know. And I try to share with people the things that God helped me see. And do the things that He wants me to do. It's reasonable. But the things that are wrong, I don't want that. And when you follow God's word and obey Him, you can grow from glory to glory. You're not limited to this, and you're not subject to the wiles of the devil and the rudiments of this world. The way the world do things and the way that God do things is two different things. If I'm a Christian, a real Christian, I will do what the real Jesus say do. Remember, if you don't read His word, you can get sucked into the vacuum of the world again. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You may not know everything about the word of God. You may not study enough. You may study and still not know. Listen to this here. The Holy Spirit is in you if you believe on Jesus. Even if you didn't speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is inside every believer. And I'm going to tell you, you got to pay attention to Him. Jesus told the lady at the well that living water will rise up in your heart like a well, teaching you. Now, that's the Holy Spirit within. When things don't sound right, check it out. The false Jesus won't sit right with the real Christian. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Now, He ain't gonna make